Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
You but guys with good credit.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Sean.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Karen.
Yes.
Good.
I love when you include me at the beginning. Hi, I'm ready.
Welcome back to the things that you've seen, that you talk about. It just feels like I haven't seen you guys in a long time, bro. I just wanted to sing to you, give you my voice. I miss you guys. I miss you, boo-boo.
You left us. You left the country. We were over here ready to podcast.
Big baller Sean, traveling the world.
Yeah, I went to Costa Rica and I actually worked on these shows, just show when I was on the beach overlooking, you know, people surfing, you know, just kind of got the vibe. And I'm like, let me put the show together.
You know, all right, well, we're glad you're in Costa Rica.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, exactly. Glad you're doing hard work.
But I, two black guys, did, guys. You know, I flew on Air Miles, got hotel points, went on a fitcation. Come on, it didn't cost me anything. It was like
a
fitcation. It's called a fitcation. Wonderful. You imagine this.
Bragging.
Instead of being in Brooklyn, I'm in Costa Rica, and it's not cost me a penny more than it would cost me to be in Brooklyn. Isn't that
a great
feeling?
That's awesome.
I told you guys to join this train, but you refused to.
That's,
you don't want to get on this train.
Well, to each their own.
Yeah. And while we appreciate the Costa Rica train, that is not what today's show is about. I have a question for you both.
Please.
How would you like if your job paid you every day?
Mine does.
Okay. Well, see, Karen, you're winning. Well, most people get paid every 2 weeks. Therefore, they schedule their expenses, food shopping, and most expenses around their payday.
Right. But makes sense. But what if?
And especially for the folks out there who are maybe not making, you know, millions of dollars.
Karen money.
Yeah, if you're not making Karen money or Sean money or you're traveling the world, you know, if you got your paycheck or if you got your money on a daily, you know, how would that impact your life? Would it change your spending habits? What do you guys think?
Well, I think that makes sense. I mean, look, I have a non-traditional job. I exclusively pretty much work non-traditional jobs, freelancing, comedy, whatever. And so I get paid when I work. I get paid on the spot. And I'm one of the demographics that get paid daily. Like, we have gig economy people who may get paid daily. I guess I'm included in that. Freelancers, day laborers, servers, people who receive daily tips. There's always been people who got paid daily. And I think usually not 9-to-5ers, usually not the corporate professionals, but you know, but there's a ton of us out there. We're everywhere.
Yep.
Okay.
You're absolutely right, Karen. And like, you know, technology is supporting people getting paid daily now. That's the thing. That's where the trend is going, that, you know, companies like ADP that's been traditional, they allow daily payments as well. And, you know, just the easy access to money, the way people can Cash App, you know, people like paid through Cash App or Zelle them the money. I just picked up some shipments today and people Zelle me. So it's just the cost of sending money and transacting money has become so inexpensive now. It's moved like towards, like you said, this daily payment type trend that's happening. Is it good?
What was your question? Is it good?
Yeah, is it good? Like, you know, getting cash every day, is it a good thing? I was like, that's why I was on the beach, Matt, drinking my pina colada. That was on my mind. Is this really good? Or is it, you know, should we get paid monthly or biweekly like we've traditionally done?
My man's on the beach in Costa Rica sipping his
thinking about the world, people. What
Pina a lucky man.
What a
pina colada. And it
what
wasn't
a martyr for the cause.
I wonder what would be better for the working man schlepping right now.
Hey, on behalf of us working folks, I want to say thank you, Sean, for considering us on your beach vacation. That cost you, that I believe paid you to be there. I got the story correct.
Exactly. I got Cash App as soon as I landed, Karen.
I would say like with all things, there's good and bad that probably comes with, you know, with anything. So getting paid every day, I mean, there's obvious advantages of you get your money immediately. So if you need money, you know, by the end of your workday, there's something in your hand. So I think that's clearly a positive. I don't know. What do you think, Karen? Is it a good thing?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, it makes you feel rich. That's for sure. It gives you autonomy over your own money every single day. I mean, waiting for a paycheck is, you know, while you're accruing work hours, is like giving your employer a 14-day or 31-day interest-free loan. I mean, that's your money.
Sean always says, your money is your money. Keep it in your damn pocket. So,
that's right. But first it has to get into your damn pocket. So I feel rich as heck walking around with a pocket full of money, even though it's like not, and I'm not carrying in the thousands on my person generally, but yeah, I feel probably richer than I have the right to feel. And I think like there's an obvious good and bad to that.
Another point of how pervasive this is, even major corporations like Walmart, they're allowing all of their hourly workers to get paid daily.
I mean, but doesn't that scare you, Matt? Like honestly, I've never worked at Walmart. When I go into Walmart, I was actually just there today. People look, I guess, happy. But to me, when Walmart's in on the game and they're trying to do something, I'm like, what's the hustle? You know what I'm saying? What's the hustle?
I see what you mean. I didn't consider it like that, but you're right. When a major corporation like that is doing it, you do have to wonder, is there some, you know, is there an angle on this that, you know?
Walmart's been notoriously known to pay vendors cheaply as possible, to work the lowest paid deals as possible. I can't see them like, let's just do this for the goodness of our employees to keep employees.
So it's almost like hush money. Like, we're going to underpay you, but we're paying you now. So shut up and take it. I don't know.
Yeah, I was like, that's
giving
the
them
angle?
Straight up money. They figured out some way that it costs them less to actually disperse money or whatever, like whatever accounting it takes to keep track of everybody's paycheck or whatever. They've just done away with it. There can't be another reason than for their bottom line.
I guess the question that it would prompt me to ask is, why should people wait a full 14 days to get paid for what they're doing today? If I'm putting in my work, if I'm putting in my, you know, my 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours or whatever you're working, why should I give my employer a 2-week interest-free loan with my money?
Well, I'll tell you this, Matt. You know, study shows that the more frequently you get paid, the more your clients to spend and you're cavalier about spending. And I remember like my bartending days when I was in college, when I graduated like 5-6 years ago, when I was in college, like, and I worked as a bartender, we'd get paid, you know, our tips, and we're going out, hanging out, drinking, spending, getting things. You feel like a lot more richer, they say, when you get paid more frequently.
It's like money to burn. I do think there's probably like some sort of conversion chart for like, if you're not wealthy and you're getting paid all the time, you may be spending, like if I'm getting paid all the time and I'm making like, if I'm LeBron James and my daily pay rate is like, oh, I made $250,000 today. I can't even spend that much money.
You're a genius. You literally just figured, you solved it. Why does Walmart pay their people every day now so that they can spend more money at Walmart? They feel richer. They're already at Walmart. Oh my God, duh. I was staring us in the face. Of course, that makes perfect sense. They feel richer. They spend more.
Exactly.
On the upside, though, people who get paid daily, such as myself, have more of a sense of certainty and security that they're going to make it through the day, the month, compared to someone who maybe gets paid less regularly. So maybe that could be a double-edged sword. Maybe, right. You know, the money's burning a hole in your pocket. You feel richer and you spend more, so you save less. You have less incentive to budget because you've got the money on you all the time instead of having to make a plan.
Definitely double-edged sword, or a false sense of security possibly for some, if you're not thinking about how you're going to budget that money. I could totally see how, yeah, that can burn a hole in your pocket. But also they say that people who are paid more frequently, they pay more in bank fees and in overdraft.
Exactly.
A lot of these daily paycheck apps, also they charge you per transaction. So that's another way in which, you know, you could be, you know, slowly losing some money that you're not even realizing. So
sure. And also people who get paid daily, sometimes like people who are tipped out, make money in cash. And when I've made money in cash, my account was overdrafted constantly because nothing was direct depositing into it. So I had to make the conscious effort to go to the bank, which is a pain in the ass. And I spent a lot of money.
Sean, I have a question for you. As a business owner, do you have from your perspective, not from how you think your employees might benefit or not benefit, from an employer perspective, do you think there's benefits, or how do you feel about it?
Well, I pay my employees weekly because I don't want to have the burden of like every 2 weeks of paying them and feeling like I have this big obligation and this big set of money comes up. So I'd rather have my weekly paycheck, you know, versus biweekly. But I can also see this as a way, you know, not to like go in a different direction. Like, let me just act like the strong militant black man. This is a way for the man is getting smarter on us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The man is finding another way for us to power without money.
You're not wrong.
You know, and I just think the man is just trying to get in our pockets, and this is a way to get there. Like what Karen said, if I work at Walmart and I get paid every day, I'm gonna, hey honey, can you bring home some Clorox? Hey honey, can you bring home something? Cause she knows you're getting paid every day.
Not today, devil. No, Satan, not today.
I don't know.
Not today with the daily pay. No, put that Clorox down. We're budgeting this.
What would your parents want, Karen?
My parents will want me to get paid, period. They will want me to stack it up.
Would your parents choose daily or biweekly?
First of all, they would choose whatever pays and whatever pays more. And my parents, for them, it would honestly be immaterial because they are so unbelievably financially responsible. It wouldn't matter if they got paid bi-monthly or by the minute. They would have the exact same financial principles and spend so little of it and save it and be smart about it. It wouldn't matter. It matters to people like me who don't have like strong financial principles, or, you know, I do now. And I mean, we can talk around the show another time, but like, yeah, I didn't. I took a hard left from them. So for people like me who are cavalier about money, this makes a huge difference.
Also, I think it's age related. Like if I was talking to 18 or 20 year old Matt, I would be like, yeah, pay me every day. Pay me now. But as I got older, I probably, you know, because maybe making more money or just not necessarily living in the moment of needing it right then and there, it's less like urgent or less desperation in your life, hopefully. Mm-hmm. But it, like when I'm in college, yeah, pay me today.
I'll be honest, I would love to get a biweekly paycheck in my direct deposit. I would really like the convenience of that. It is kind of a burden to get paid daily. You are fully responsible for your own money all the time.
All right. So people, we're asking a lot of good questions here. Philosophically, while you're at home listening, what would you prefer? Getting paid daily, biweekly, monthly? You know, how do you want to get paid? How do you want to get your money? Well, while you think about that, we're going to take a quick break because we have to get paid. So,
and our company pays us monthly, actually, by the FYI, we get paid monthly.
Right. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Two Black Guys with Good Credit on how getting paid daily can change your spending habits. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today, got a bit of a quickie for you guys. We're talking about what's better, getting paid daily on your job. And if you get paid daily, does that change your spending habits? So we've kind of gone through a lot of different thoughts and philosophies on this topic. So let's come to our conclusion. Karen, Sean, what's better and why? Getting paid daily or not?
Well, as someone who gets paid daily, it's all right. It has been a pain in the ass and it has forced me to learn how to manage money because it has encouraged me to not manage my money correctly. And so in order to get myself out of that, I've had to make the conscious decision to become financially responsible, you know, to manage debt, blah, blah, blah. And I guess that's a gift. I don't know if I would have necessarily done that if I had a direct deposit biweekly paycheck. But probably I would have just blown a bunch of money and been right back here. Maybe this just fast forwarded the process. I really don't know. Having a paycheck in your bank account is kind of a privilege and it's for people with stable jobs. And I think that that's awesome.
What's your conclusion? Sorry. I don't know.
My conclusion is that you get paid how you get paid. Okay. And you stack it up how you stack it up. And there's no shame in that. And that you can make it work no matter what. Sometimes we can't always pick the job or we can't always pick the payment method, but we can pick how we manage what we've got. That's what I'm saying.
Karen's conclusion is inconclusive. All right. Well, I'll chime in. My conclusion, I kind of agree with you, Karen. It's like, it's really, you have to find your balance with whatever you happen to be living with. Cause I can see if you're getting paid daily, there's definitely that inclination to spend more quickly. So you'll have to maybe trial and error, learn in your, on your journey. Oh, I need to balance my budget more or exhibit some self-control more. If you're getting your money biweekly or monthly, that's going to force you maybe to budget better, but there may be more stress there. So better or worse, I would say there. I don't know if I believe in the question or the premise. Maybe it's just, you know what? I will say better is probably getting the biweekly paycheck because it's kind of cuts the difference. I would recommend that. But I do think that no matter what your situation is, you're going to have to learn how to make it work for you and use some discipline and some thought in how to best manage your money.
Agreed.
Okay. Can I give my conclusion now?
That's what we're here for.
This is why I'm the better half Two Black Guys with Good Credit, because I'm not going to be inconclusive. I'm going to be conclusive. And I think it comes down to simple math. If the cost of daily getting paid daily requires you to be paying a lot of overdraft fees, a lot of service charge fees, and you're pitching at your money, even if it's $3, $4 a day, then I think wait every 2 weeks. I know they mentioned about the company using your money to gain interest on it and blah, 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 those conversations. And I always I even tell my contract assembly, everybody else, I don't care how you make your money. If I agree to pay you X amount of money and this is what you do with the money, I don't care. And this is how much you make from me, I don't care. So if you're holding my money, you're going to make X amount of money. It's not going to really impact my life. But if getting my money every day means that it's going to cost me, and just to get it every day, and like Karen says, to stack it, but I'm not stacking all as much as I can, then pay me biweekly. But if I can get my money daily for free, then let me have my money and I can manage it. And that's what I'm saying.
So you kind of said both.
You are inconclusive. You did not conclude.
I was not inconclusive.
You gave both options.
Wow. The audacity of this one.
My solution is to do the math. That's my solution.
That was my solution.
That's conclusive.
Literally, it was a math-based solution that I proposed.
It's a math-based solution. That's my conclusion. That's conclusive.
Well, you know what I've concluded? I've concluded that it's time for this show to end. So we hope you, our listeners, enjoyed the conversation. And that brings this episode of Two Black Guys with Good Credit to a close.
What did you say? Great episode.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're not done.
No, this is to pat ourselves on the back part before we give email. And
self-praise is all praise. Yeah.
You know what, Sean, Karen, you guys are both wonderful in this episode, if I might say so myself.
As were you. Let's get that out of the way.
Well, anyway, like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. So take it for how it fits. You know, if your paycheck changes from daily to week.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Or bi-weekly and a monthly, you got to figure it out, people. Do the math. I'm Matt Smith for Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I'm out.
And I'm Karen Margolis, a third of Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I will take a stand. It's better to get paid bi-weekly. It's really hard to manage your own freaking money every freaking day. It's kind of nice to not have to do it, but that's just my two cents. You can disagree or agree with me. Karen Margolis on everything, KerenMargolis. And as I always say, it doesn't matter what you've done. It just matters what you do next. I'm out.
And I'm Sean Linda, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And I'm going to echo what Matt just said. Do the math, people, and figure it out. This show is not supposed to lead you to the path of glory. It's supposed to assist you to the path of glory. We're just here to assist you get that Chris Paul assist rather than that Michael Jordan dunk. Okay, you do the dunking. We do the assisting. You don't get it, Matt, but I get it. I'm better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And I'm out. TBGWGC@gmail.com. Good people. Peace.